We have worshipped Jesus and his name, how powerful the name is. He is King. And I will ask you something. And who is sitting on the throne in your life? I have an history out of the Old Testament in First Samuel 16. He didn't say it. 16 from verse 14. Now the Spirit of the Lord had departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord for tormented him. Saul attends and said to him, "See, and the evil spirit from God is tormenting you. Let our Lord command his servants here to search for someone who can play on the harp. He will play when the evil spirit from God comes upon you, and you will feel better." So Saul said to the attendants, "Find someone who plays well and bring him to me." And one of the servants answered, "I have a son of a Jesse in Bethlehem who knows how to play the harp. He is a brave man and a warrior. He can speak well and he is a fine-looking man, and the Lord is with him." Then Saul sent messengers to Jesse and said, "Send me your son, who is the sheep." And so Jesse took a donkey, loaded the bread, a skin of wine and a young goat, and sent him with his son David to Saul. So David came to Saul and entered his servants. Saul liked him very much, and David became one of his armor bearers. Then Saul sent the word to Jesse, saying, "Allow David to remain in my service, for I am pleased him." And whatever the spirit from God came upon Saul, David took the harp and played. Then relief would come to Saul. He would be better, and the evil spirit would leave him. Saul had absolute might. He was a dictator, and everything he said would happen. Saul was the one who decided what happened in the land. He was the king. He was a dictator. He had absolute power. And among the people, he was always the greatest. He was a long man, tall man. And he was sitting on the throne. But he had a problem. And the problem was, he was depressed, and there happened many strange things in his life, in his head. He had a problem. It was not good in his life, unless he was sitting on the throne. And he had no resolution for that. And so came one who to the king and said, "Maybe we can look for a man who can play for you on a sitar or a harp or a musician." And Saul said, "Is it okay?" And they called for such a man, and they came to David. And Saul sent a message to the father of David, Jesse, and he came to David. And every time when Saul was depressed, and David played on the harp, and Saul loved David much. And we can think it, that he loved David very much. He was released from all these depressions. And every time he was depressed, David came and he played. and soulful came to rest. Many people amongst us have recognized that when Jesus came in our life, and when we were sick or when we had no control over our thinkings, our thoughts, then people came to us, you must go to Jesus. When you go to him, he is the one who can heal you and give you rest. And many people came to Jesus and came to the rest and the peace from him. And we learned to pray. Many people learn to call upon the name of Jesus. And every time they called Jesus, and they feel better, and they claim peace. And just that Saul called for David, we learned to call to Jesus in our lives, to pray. And we had the experience that he is listening to us. There comes peace in our hearts and we find rest. And so we learn to love Jesus. He is great. He has so many power in his name. He can help us always. And not always on the manner in the way we think it, but it can be on another way, but he will help and he will come. Young people who grow up, they learn to pray. And when there are problems in their lives, they may come to the one who can help them, Jesus. He is the helper. He is the conqueror, the victor. He can solve every problem in our lives. And so we learn to pray. And so all we learn to pray. But this, just as Saul used David as his servant, so sometimes we can also use Jesus as our servant. And when it is not going well, we call upon his name. And when it is going well again, we do not call it upon his name. We ask him when we need him. Only then. When we pray when there are problems, and he has mercy and his mercy to help us, and when there has been a solution, then we do not need him further. So Saul used David as his servant. So can we also use Jesus' name as our servant. But then came the Goliath in the life of Saul. He was a great and mighty man, and nobody could fight him. Even Saul could not. Even Jonathan, the generals, nobody was there who could fight him and could conquer him. It was a clear enemy. And then a new order came David, and he went to David and he beat him. He took his head and he conquered him. Jesus is also the conqueror, not only in our lives, but also over all the mights and darknesses and think and thought and problems. He is the king and the helper. Just as David conquered Goliath, and so came Jesus also to us through the cross. He went much further than David, but he did everything for himself. He solved every real problem He came to the darkness, to the enemy of the death, and he conquered. He was the victor over the might of Satan. And Saul understood that he could not do that, even not with his army. Only David could beat Goliath. He was a man, David was a man with a heart just as God wanted. And Saul saw who David was. He loved David, yes, at the moment that he helped him. But Saul was also an enemy to David. He was jealous. Who is that? Who is the son? Whose son is that? David. He is the son of Jesse. He knew it, but he wondered, who is that man? Whose son is that? If he used our Lord Jesus as a servant, we are not interested in the Father. And we do not know what is his relation, the relation of Jesus with the Father. But we only are longing after peace and good things. But we are not interested in the real thing in Jesus. Not really. We are not interested in him, but we will be helped. And so Saul, he came out that he knew there was an other king, not him, but the Father in heaven. He was the king, not Saul, also not David, but the king is in heaven, the Lord God. And Saul is on a throne here in the world. He is one who want to be a dictator, and the idea that there should be another king somewhere. He was very angry, and his anger he fought to David. And also in our life, there can be moments that we see that Jesus is more than a servant. Also in our life, God will say clearly to us that he is there. It is not the meaning that we are sitting on the throne of our own life, that we determine what is good and evil, and live for ourselves. There is another king, and that king is my son, in which I have my love, the man after my heart. And he showed us this, that he conquered the death, he conquered the enemy, just as David did. And he is sitting on the train. Saul made the wrong decision. He saw what the consequence was. The whole kingdom of him would disappear. And he saw that David, his servant, would be the king forever. That made God clear to him. And it's also in our life that Jesus cannot be only our servant. God will that we see him as our king. the mercy of God is an endless great, and the love of Jesus is also an endless great. But there will be a moment that we must receive him as a king. We must not sit on our own throne of our life, but he will be the king in our lives. We must realize that he is the conqueror over our enemy, and he is my king. Only he can have the throne in your life, not as a dictator or a tyrann, as a loving king. Just as David was a loving king for his people. But he was in direct relation with the God, with God the Father. And he was led by the Holy Spirit, just as Jesus was. It is good that we know Jesus, who gives us peace. But God says there is so much more, and I will that your will be my will, that you give it to me, your will to me, that my will be done in your life. And the will of Jesus, my Son, who conquered the enemy and who can detect you for every evil things. He will be the king in your life, on the throne of your life. And this question I will ask you: who is the king in your life? We sing it, Jesus on the throne, and King Jesus. But my question is, what is the meaning, real meaning for you, when you say Jesus is my king? Is he your king in reality? Is his word and his commandments, is that the life of you? You must know, and you may know, that what Jesus said is the best thing for you. We say easy, so easy, you are the king of my life, but we must think about it. Do we know Jesus in reality? Do we know who the Father is? And have we learned to give our life into his hands? Totally. That is difficult for young people, for old people, for everybody. But we may do it. We may choose for Jesus. And if we learn what is the meaning of Jesus, who is King in our lives, we get peace and happiness. He is the man that will say to you, you will be the man of my heart. That will say Jesus to you, you are the man of my heart. Then I may sit on the throne. And I will ask you to think about it, to give the answer, who is the Jesus for you every day? Of course, it is beautiful and that he is our helper, and that we say what a powerful name it is. But let we learn to bow for him on our knees, and that he is more than we can think, and nothing is impossible for him, and he can make us happy. Real happiness he can give, for he is king. Not only king of my heart in my life, he is king over us, all of us. He is the coming king. For David is a example of Jesus. He was king, and God made him king. But he must first, he had to beat Goliath. And sometimes many people and also his sons would kill him. But he conquered, just as Jesus conquered. And nobody knew who that Jesus was the king of the Jews. First, he must go to the cross and beat the enemy, the dead. And now we are waiting for the moment that he is coming, that he is the real king in this world, the Prince of Peace, sitting on the throne of David. He is king of the world. When the kingdom comes of righteousness and peace, and we long after that, he will be king over this total world, and we with him, and we will sit with him on the throne. We are the bride, and he is the bridegroom. And until that moment, he will also be our king. He will be the king who reigns in our life as the man, and you may be the man of his heart, and he will be the king.